Yetzias Mitzrayim and Yetzias Yerushalayim. Anoichi, the Anoichi. The whole Shem Anoichi, what Anoichi is. What does it mean Anoichi and Ani? Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Sheyetzeischem Eretz Yitzrayim, V'Anoichi Haste Aster Esponai. Those two dargas, those two dargas of Anoichi, thank you. Those two dargas of Anoichi. The one is represented by Pesach, and the other one is represented by Tisha B'Av. And as everybody knows, Leil HaSeder v'Leil Tisha B'Av Chalim K'Yedioh V'Oseh Yom B'Shvuah. Everyone knows it, right? You know what not Tisha B'Av is going to be on, just look at Pesach. It's always on the same day. Shneim Nikreim Moed, and they're both called a Moed. A festival is not the right translation. Moed means a meeting place. What is a Jewish festival? It's a place where you meet Hashem. Gam Tisha B'Av Nikra Moed. You know that? Tisha B'Av is also called a Moed. It's also called a festival. We don't say Tachanun. Many dinim of a Chag that Tisha B'Av has. Moed Mashmoy says, we mentioned, Pegisha Muchana Mirosh Kalosh Nakosav Hilchu Shnayim Yachdav. Biltim Nodoy. A Moed, the Loshen, is a meeting that was pre-arranged before and you walk together. Kol ha-yomim tovim hem zeichir etzias Mitzrayim. As you know, all the Moadim are zeichir etzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos, if you don't mention etzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush, you're not yoytzi Kiddush. V'atamu kihein noivim mikoyach ha-gilui shel etzias Mitzrayim. Why all the Chagim Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because they flow out from that event and that gilui that took place at Yetzias Mitzrayim. Anu koivim chag al kach she'akadosh baruch hu nigla aleinu v'bikshonu oisoi k'sheyitzei yosanu mimitzrayim. The chag we have, whether it's Pesach, Shavuos or Sukkos, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to us and we met HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he took us out of Mitzrayim. He protected us in Anan Kovod, and then he gave us the Torah and Chagashvuz. He gave us the Sukkahs, the Anan Kovod. We reveal him. Important to understand this. The Sefer Shel Dovah Shuv Nifgoshnu. Nimtza Shagam Tisha B'Av Moed Hu. It's a very different festival. All the other festivals are Zeich Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu revealed himself to us. Tisha B'Av is a Chag where we reveal Hashem. We find Hashem in the hidden. He's not revealing himself to us. We find him, as we mentioned yesterday, the kid playing Machbuim, playing hide and seek with the father. If the father dresses up as a lion, the father's not revealing himself to the son. On the contrary, he's hiding himself from the son. Who reveals that it's the father? The son. The son says, must be my father.
We cannot say in Tisha B'Av we miss the meeting. So it was a meeting, but we miss the appointment. We were not where we have to be.
So why were the Kruvim hugging each other? Not so posh. No, you're right, that's how it looks like on the surface. That's what it looks like. But we have to make the appointment happen. On Shavuos, whether you like it or not, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving Torah. You don't want to get it, don't get it, but Hashem is there giving it. On Pesach, you want Chayrus, it's there, it's available. Grab as much as you want. On Sukkahs, there's Simcha as much as you want. Whatever the unique Sukkula, the unique light that's shining on those Chagim is, they're available. You don't have to Makadosh it, it's going to happen anyway. Tisha B'Av, if you want to meet Hashem, you want the light of Tisha B'Av, you have to go and get it. It's not going to come to you, Mameila. It means you can miss it, you're right. You can miss the Chag if you're not careful. HaRebbe Shelanu Oides Gilui Miyuchad Zehu. Who's the Rebbe of this particular Gilui, the Tisha B'Av Gilui? Who's the Rebbe of that?
Yes.
He's cheating. We have to go back to the beginning again.
Tzadik Barabbas.
Who is the Rebbe of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Oh, who is the Rebbe of Yitzias Yerushalayim? Rebbe Akiva. Shai Merasora Aruga Malchus for Kol Yom of Hayim Mitzvah V'Shoif LeGalot Et Agilo Anoir Azeh Shol Va'Aftes Hashem Elokecha B'Chol Nafshecho. Who was the one that was yearning his whole life to Megalek? He was the one that was Megalodus. It was not Gilu Hashem when he was having his flesh stripped off. He was Megalod. Rafilu Noitin is Nafshecho. Mimenu Lamdeinu LeGalot Et HaShchina B'Sochechi HaEster. From Rabbi Kibu we learn how to Megalod the Shchina from the Esther. From him we learn how to make a meeting, how to make a gathering on Tisha B'Av.
But Tisha B'Av, that's
the
origins, that was not
the
Chuban, that was the Raglim. The origin of Tisha B'Av, it's Meraglim.
The origin of all our suffering and all the Chabonis was the Chet Ha'Egel and the Chet Ha'Meraglim. In Achinami. That was the Sheirish in Achinami.
Did you know if by Laila Ha'ahu, it's got nine letters. Instead of getting to Eretz Yisrael, they went back. The first of the nine is a base and the last is an Aleph, Av, with nine letters. It's like a reminiscence.
Yeah. All the suffering we have today, individual suffering, collective suffering, all of it has its roots in Chet Ha'Egel and Chet Ha'Egel. Chazal Tarim B'Midrash Dvarim Rabba V'Choves Histaklusa Shel Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's parting from this world is described at length in Dvarim Rabba. At that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Gavriel, Gavriel, go bring me the neshama of Moshe. This one who is equal to 600,000. How am I able to see his death? This one who has so much, so many qualities, how am I going to do that? How am I going to take his neshama? So Hashem said to Michael, why do you ask Gabriel in the first place? He knew that Gabriel couldn't do it. Right? I mean, what, Hashem didn't know Gabriel would get out of it? Just go straight to Michal. What are you wasting your time for? You have to learn how to learn a midrash as well. Amar lefon of Rabbeinu Shalaylam. Ani yisi lo rab v'haya li l'talmid v'lo yoychal li rot b'moisei. I was his rab and he was my talmid and I can't see him dying. I'm sorry. Moisei shah korach korach bochul l'neshama mitoich gufo amalo. So Korach Bochul went straight to the neshama and said, Bate Meir ve'esrim shono. Ketzavticha yoyitzcha begufa shel Moshe. For 120 years you've been attached to the goof of Moshe. Achshav agia kitzcha letzait. Tza el tarachai. Come back to me. It's your time to leave the goof. Amru lefonov. Ribayni shalaylo. Yadatani shatay lokai. Kola ruchais v'kula nefoshos. Nefesh ha'chaim v'ameisim v'surin v'yotcha. I know he says that you are the God of all the directions and all the neshamas, all the spirits, whatever you want to translate. Rucha is here. Nefesh ha'chaim v'ameisim v'surin v'yotcha. The souls of the living and the dead are handed over to you. V'ata v'rosani v'ata yetzatani v'ata nesatati v'gufat shal Moshe me'e v'sim shana. You created me, you formed me, and you put me into the guf of Moshe Rabbeinu for 120 years. Is there a goof more tahor in this world than Moshe Rabbeinu's, who never saw any negative, never saw any defect at all? And this goof's not going to see any rima v'tola, it's not going to decompose, it's a holy goof. I love this goof and I can't leave it. Hashem is having a real rough day today. Huh? I can't get anyone to help him. It's terrible. Amala Kodesh Baruch Hu, Neshama Tzai Al Ta'acharai, go and come back to me, Vaneimalos Cha Lishmei Shemayim Elyonim, and I will take you to the highest heavens. Vanima Shivivcha Tachas Kisei Kvoidi Etzel Kruvim V'Srofim V'Gududim, and I will place you under the Kisei HaKovid with the Kruvim and the Srofim, the Gududim, whatever all those spiritual forces are. Whatever this means, kissed the neshama and took the neshama with the kiss of his mouth. And so to speak, cried, as it says in the pasuk in Tehillim, "Miyikum li imreim, miyitziav li im poile oven, v'ruach haKodesh omeres, v'lo kam novi oid b'Yisrael kamoish." As I had the midrash state. Where did he get death? The goof was so tall that the neshama didn't want to leave. And the neshamas don't want to be in our goof. They can barely stay in the goof. It's yirtziv and nichnas. It's rotzu v'shuv. And the neshamas don't come into our bodies and stay there the whole time. They pop in and go out. Moshe Rabbeinu's goof was so tall that the neshama was completely embedded in it. They didn't want to come out. Moshe Rabbeinu, Shehuba Bechinas Tzadik Vitoevlo, his talik min oila melidain Nishikas Pif Shela Kodesh Bochu. Moshe Rabbeinu died by being kissed by Hashem. Nishmosoya Neshama Kolel is called Klal Yisrael. His Neshama, by the way, included all the Neshamas of Klal Yisrael. That's why he had to marry someone from out of Klal Yisrael. You know that. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to marry a Midian woman? There were not good, decent Beis Yaakov girls running around at the time. You have to go marry a Goy first. Kairo, whatever. So the Maharal says it's because Moshe Rabbeinu was koilel kol haneshamas. He couldn't find anybody to marry because you have to marry someone who has qualities that you don't have. Now Moshe Rabbeinu had all the qualities of all of Klal Yisrael. So he had to marry somebody from out of Klal Yisrael so he could find somebody to connect with. You don't marry someone who's identical to you. That's a waste of time. You take a partner into your business who's exactly the same as you. Why? You need a partner. You take somebody who can do things you can't do. Otherwise, why take him in? Kodesh Baruch Hu couldn't find for Moshe Rabbeinu a shidduch in all of Klal Yisrael because every woman in Klal Yisrael had all the bechinas of Moshe Rabbeinu. They had to find somebody out of Klal Yisrael. Ube'eis istaklus el noshek haKodesh Baruch Hu kivyochol Knesset Yisrael. At that moment that Kodesh Baruch Hu kissed Moshe Rabbeinu and took his neshama, it was as if he was kissing kivyochol all of Knesset Yisrael. Lumezoi is Rabbi Akiva hi bebechinas tzadik v'ralo. Who is stalik malim kevyochol eledein shika shall Rabbi Akiva laKodesh Baruch Hu? Who is kissing who by the patir of Rabbi Akiva? He was kissing Hashem kevyochol. He didn't die a miss in the shika, but he did. He was kissing Hashem when he got his neshama taken from him. That's what we've been talking about the whole time. This generation's job is not to get it for free. Is not to have the gilu. Our job is to megal Hashem in every aspect of our lives. Repirsha Grola Posuk Yeshakenim in Shikus Piu, the Posuk from Shira Shirim, Yeshakenim in Shikus Piu, Mubashelachere Ayalolikhtov Nashikus Piv. It should have said the kissing of the mouth, not the mouth. Vava Grosh Remez Yeshbedova, the Tavis Piu Merkevis Mishnei Tavis. Piha and Piv. Piu is made up of two words, Piv and Piu and Piha. Kaviyochal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noishek Nekleses Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the one hand kisses Klal Yisrael. Ulama'idach kam Knesses Yisrael Noshekes LaKadosh Baruch Hu. But on the other hand, Knesses Yisrael gives a Neshika to Hashem. V'namshich es Divrei HaGro, and the Goyim says, Matay ha'is en Neshikes Knesses Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When did HaKadosh Baruch Hu get a kiss from Klal Yisrael? V'istaklus el shel Rabbi Akiva. If you thought of Tavu as making up mass votes, this is a foolish goyim. V'kach ne'ema sham. V'shah she'eitz says Rabbi Akiva la'ariga zman kriyashma hayo. When they took Rabbi Akiva out to kill him, it was zman kriyashma. V'ayusoy kimes besore b'masorkas shel bazel. And they were scraping his flesh off his bones with iron combs. We don't even know what that is. What are these iron combs? They were scraping his flesh off. The Romans must have had some terrible torture that they were using. What it is. And he was being makabal l'malchus shemayim. You think about saying Kriyat Shema now. Amru lo talmidov. Rabbeinu ad kan? What was the question? Amalem kol yomai ha'isim mitztai al posuk ze. My whole life I was worried about this posuk. V'chol nafshecho, afilo noiteles nafshecho. You have to love Hashem even if it takes your life. Amati matai yavo lidei v'kamenu. When am I going to have this opportunity to do this? He was preparing and preparing. By the way, you can't do this if you're not prepared for this. If Rebbe Kiva had not been mitztayer kol yomov, and he'd not been worrying about it and preparing for it, when they took him out to strip him like that, he wouldn't have been able to do it. He was waiting, he was preparing, he was ready for the moment. And now that it's come to me, finally I have the opportunity, I shouldn't do it. I shouldn't be makabal malchus shemaim and vahavtes Hashem elokecha b'chol nafshecho. Hayimarich be'echot. Whatever that means. At sheyotzes and ishmoser be'echot. And his neshama went out be'echot. Yotze baskol v'omra shecher v'kiva sheyot ishmoscho be'echot. So that's a well-known Gemara in Brochot. I can understand what it means. Nishmoser shel Rebbe Akiva sheikamo b'chinas tzadik v'ra'alo. His achda be'echad im HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoy kabolis yisurim b'simcha. The neshama went out be'echad. What does that mean? It means him and Hashem became united through what? Through makabling yisurim b'simcha. He was b'simcha about this. He'd been waiting. Kol Chaim Mitzvah was worried. When am I going to do this? Suddenly it comes about. He was b'simcha. Ze kesher shel dveikus kesha ava nitzchis shemachzir knes Yisrael l'boire. That's the love. That's the desire for the relationship that we give back to Hashem. Zeo betochen gomer boyis barach, total betochen in Hashem, betochen akloile lalicha acharav b'kol tonight b'kol matzav. That means I'm with Hashem no matter what. I bind myself to Hashem, no matter what He throws at me, what He does to me, I'm with Hashem. That started by the Akedah originally. That's where Rebbe Akiva was ultimately able to draw that from, was the binding. When you're a matzav where nothing makes sense, you don't understand anything, everything's pitch black and pitch dark, you have to bind yourself to hang in. That's what he did. There's soda yichud, soda neshika shel knes Yisrael leboyer, and that's the secret of the kiss we give Hashem. Whoops, not there. Sure.
So, Rabbi Akiva giving the life of Kiddush Hashem. So, how do you know where to draw the line between the Jews and say that we deserve, we love life and celebrate life, we deserve life, do everything to save our life? How do you know when to draw the line between when you say, I want to fight to preserve my life, and when you say, I'm not going to give my life up to the Jews?
Rebbe Kiva didn't have too many choices. I mean, you know, 50 Roman soldiers drag you out and start stripping your flesh with blood. What are you supposed to do? How are you going to fight them? We're talking about where you have no choice. Obviously, you have to do everything you can to keep your life and to save your life and to maintain life, of course. But when you have no choice, you have to give up your life. We talk about sometimes there's a time where you have to give up your life at Kiddush Hashem. God puts a gun against your head and says, kill this person, we're going to kill you. You have to take the bullet rather than kill somebody else. So there, well, you don't have a choice.
But you were saying, even before they came, the Romans came,
he was waiting for the moment when he'd be able to give up his life, when he'd be able to makayim this mitzvah. We say Shema 3 times a day. And we say that I love Hashem, even if he'll take my life. You think about when that's going to happen? When are you going to be able to love Hashem at the moment when they're killing you? So most of us don't prepare for that day. We don't even think about it. Rabbi Kiva was worried. When am I going to be able to show the enormous love that I have for Hashem, even if he takes my life? If he takes all my money, Rabbi Kiva was plenty able to do that. B'chol mo'edecho. B'chol levavcho, to love Hashem with all your heart, he was doing that. But he was worried, when am I going to be able to makayim b'chol nafshecho? When it came, he did it. He was ready for it. But you're not allowed to commit suicide. I mean, that's you have to do whatever you can to save your life. That's the Rambam. The Rambam is a whole sugya on being mekadesh Shem Shemayim. Depends what's going on around you. The Gemara says, sorry, just 1 second. The Gemara says that if it's a gzeirah shmad, if you're living in the time of shmad, then even if the Romans, even if the people that are shmadding you tell you to put on your left shoe first, you have to give up your life. So you have to know. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Rambam, lengthy Rambams on this, exactly all the different klali. But generally speaking, you're right. We have a mitzvah of v'chai b'hem, and the only time that we allow to die is not to go over the three big ones, the three big avairas. But we know, we saw that there were yidden in the camps that were prepared to give up their lives for a shtikl matzah, for a Shabbos, because that was a gzeirah shmat. When they're coming to kill you and there's a mass destruction going on, the rules change.
Yes. The example is opposite, and when we have Yetziat Mitzrayim, we follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Midbar with nothing.
Nachon? And we're still living off the schus? Zechati chesed nerayich.
Because Hashem is alive.
Of course. We've said it before. It's much easier to give up your life for Kiddush Hashem than to live as Kiddush Hashem. Living day in, day out of Kiddush Hashem is much harder than dying once. Die once, you die once, beset it, you got it, it's in the bag. Living each day but Kiddush Hashem, we all know that it's much harder. You know, going through the motions day by day, you know, 120 years of doing everything you're supposed to do, it's much harder than saying, well, once I go, that's it. Unfortunately, the Jewish people have had to be tested in this area far too often. Let's start the next section, but we'll probably have to come back to it tomorrow again anyway. V'kach me'alfeinu b'ne b'inyan zeh ba'al avaydus ha-kodesh u'b'toyrus kohanim v'after rechik ha-moichir y'b'kivu o'im ezeh klal golu b'toyre. Rabbi Akiva was the Balmemra of he was the spokesman, the person that said Zeklal Golal Bateira after Recha Kamoicho. Dala Chasani, what's hateful to you, Lechaver Chalo Savid, don't do. Vze ki Adam Yetze Me'ive Shitiya Vosoy Alav Shleima. A person wants that the love that people have for him should be shalom. And that's when I love you for no other purpose. I love you not because I want to get something back. Somebody who's loving somebody else because he wants to get something back, he doesn't love the other person, he loves himself. It's what we call conditional love. It's not about you, it's about me. I don't love you, I just love how you make me feel, or what you give me, or what I can get from you. I want the love back. Who's the Reacha? Chazal tells us a song about Hashem. After Reacha Kamoicha, we've mentioned many times, that includes all the three relationships. The Reacha is Hashem and your fellow man, and the Kamoicha is you. Those are the three primary relationships. So the same way as what's hateful to you, don't do to somebody else. The same way as you want people to love you, shalom, you should also not deprive Hashem of the shalom love that's magia law. That's how you have to love Hashem. Hara ahuv hanisko laharchik v'lisnoy advarim v'averus snoy nefesh hamokim baruch hu. You have to distance yourself and hate all the things in the Avairas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates. Shehizi alayim b'torosan, he warned us about them in his Torah. Lo miyiras anoshan, not because of the fear of the punishment. Ki mitzad shelo yishah v'atzmo yishayi bo tzad choylek. U'minegel alav shelo yavar al ritzoyno. Because I don't want to be over his rotzon, because I don't want to have a division with him. U'gomoshamu sholeh yeh libcha choluk al amokim. That your heart shouldn't be divided from Hashem. And that's the great principle of the Torah. And that's the entire purpose and the goal of the entire Torah. Commotion is by we would explain. He learned the sugya beautifully, and he makaim the sugya beautifully. He was the one that learned. What you don't want someone to do to you, don't do. What you hate, find hateful, don't do to somebody else. He was the one that was makayim that beautifully, and he was the one that learned and taught. After Rechamoicha, they call Golul B'Toyre. Mosa Atzmel Kudush Hashem Me'ava, he gave up his life ba'ava b'simcha. V'u ha'yochid ha'gomu v'yotzin ishmosu be'echov. And he was the Yichud HaGomel, and he gave up his life, Be'echot, in an incredible binding and welding together of his neshama with Hashem's. And that was with the purpose of being mashlim, his neshama. Seif ha-machshava alein yoysod ha-kedusha ve-yichud. I'll just finish this paragraph here. V'lo haya libo ha-v'sholom cholok olav, ki miyuchad b'kol cholok olav, u'lezeh kiddush es Hashem k'mo she-kosuv, v'nizkachi b'toich b'nei Yisrael, al b'makadosh b'toich klal Yisrael. V'zeh ra'oi v'nizom, v'soynama she-sona ra'yu v'lo chilul shmoy. You don't do what your friend hates, and don't machal his name, opinion, v'lo t'chalu Hashem kodshi. So when you're doing the mitzvahs, that's a Kiddush Hashem, as we mentioned many times, even mitzvahs b'seisa, you being makadosh Hashem Shemayim. Because the Kiddush Hashem Shemayim is this member of after Recha Kamoicha. Is don't do what you don't want someone to do to you. The same as you want people to listen to you and to makayim your tzivuim, so don't do to Hashem what you don't want people to do to you. So that's the ava that flows out of that whole relationship. And the same too in Chilul Hashem. That's what a Chilul Hashem is when you choluk with Hashem. When you don't do what he wants, that's sinner. Ad kan yigeh tachlis avas harei l'reyu. That was the ultimate love that a person could have for his beloved. L'hasi hamasach hamavdil ben shneim, to remove the mask that exists between both of us. Kedei l'hairos, masach maybe means a l'chitz is a better word. Kedei l'hairos imoy ponim v'ponim l'davet v'yidovuk ne'eman. Face to face with a total cleaving. U'lezeh yimsoy gufa ha'ma'akev zeh advekes l'azbeach l'fonov. To remove the guf and to makariv, to makariv the guf on the mizbeach, v'teruchoi dovke beruch reyu, meshikois isha alachoisoi, v'yushneim klalechad v'zeh klal godol b'toira. Okay, this needs a lot of work. We have to go through this again. Who did he quote here? He's quoting himself? Who said? Don't know who's basing this on. Okay, Le'amin Tzashem, tomorrow we'll do the shtickle again. It's not so possible. I don't know where this is from. Oh, it's from the Avodas HaKodesh. Sorry. Okay. No, I thought it wasn't easy.
The Ramban.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. I think my copy is the wrong one. I'm just off to the